Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Yes, hello and welcome, friends. What is going on? You know, usually we'd be like, Jesus, what a weekend we had. But it was only Sunday we were with you this weekend because, of course, that rugby match was on, ruining our vibe,
Kira.
We
were banished off the airwaves as Ireland took on Samoa, Chris.
It was bullshit. Mm-hmm. But listen, we were back on Sunday, of course, for you. We had so many stories like holy water encased in trainers. You can now buy very cool, bespoke Nike trainers. They're not officially endorsed by Nike, but they are Nike trainers.
For and they have $3,000.
Which is a steal.
It's
and they
a
have
steal.
Holy water from the River Jordan in them. Which
we also talked about how DJ Zed is actually banned from China and all he did was like a tweet on Twitter.
Poor Zed.
I know. Yeah. We gave you live updates of the Japanese and Scottish match.
It got worse as the show went on.
And also we talked about the very, very sad death of the iconic Crazy Frog figure from
the
Nuts.
It was a very tough show, but listen, that's what makes public service broadcasters like you and I, Kira, when we can deliver those type of stories.
Exactly, Chris.
Like the fact that we were going to have to play New Zealand and also the fact that Crazy Frog is presumed dead. Huge stories, but listen.
Ding-diddling-ding,
exactly.
Chris.
Those were some of his greatest words.
They were.
But, look, we will, of course, leave you with this. Have a good week, whatever, and all of that. We will be back soon, and we will be back next weekend to chat to you. But until then, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye. Story that you didn't realise that you needed to hear, you know, because, you know, we're a fan of old friends here on the show, aren't
but it's
we?
Tough listening, Kira. I mean, sure, I needed to hear it, but oh, let's listen to him again.
What's going on?
That is, of course, the dulcet tones of Crazy Frog. Now, you of course recognize Crazy Frog. He looks like he's got like a kind of a motorbike helmet on and goggles. He's blue. You probably saw him on TV many years ago.
You probably heard him all over the radio. All over the internet.
Kira, tell me the news about Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog
Break
fans,
it to the nation.
Chris, they've been left heartbroken after discovering the icon is officially presumed dead after being inactive on social media for years now. Chris.
Oh, God. Why is it always the good ones?
I know. Fans on Twitter, they made the upsetting discovery on his Wikipedia page. So the last time that he posted, Crazy Frog posted, was 2009. And it was reported that the character had supposedly... Sorry.
Take your time, Kira. No, take your time. Absolutely.
Contracted swine flu.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The frog.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the next credible tweet is the character stating that he wanted to go to Paris.
And did Crazy Frog ever make it to Paris? Do we know? Have we checked with Interpol?
No uploads have been featured on any official YouTube channels or social media accounts, Chris. So it seems to me that Crazy Frog may have gone to Paris and officially died in Paris in the summer of 2009.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So now I suppose
quite
you
unfortunate
see.
It's to go to a country, in fairness, where they eat frogs' legs. So,
sure.
I mean, you know, I don't want to. Anyway.
What were you doing, Crazy Frog? You never stood a chance going there.
Crazy Frog.
God almighty.
Anyway, in 2000, and I think it was, then this is going to blow your mind, 20 years ago since the noise behind the Crazy Frog was invented.
Is it 20 years
yep.
old?
It was recorded wow. by a student called Daniel Malbeidal.
Okay.
In 1997, and he was trying to make the sound of an internal combustion engine.
And he made that?
Yes.
He was.
So he uploaded it onto his website, and it was discovered by a Swedish TV channel, and then he was asked to perform it on air. But it wasn't for another 6 years that it really came into the front of people's minds, because in 2003, the noise was used by another Swedish student who animated using a little blue frog. He called it the annoying thing, and he put it online. And then obviously it went viral.
Sure.
You know?
And they made ringtones with this and everything, I remember.
It turned into two video games and it was merchandised to death, Chris, including wow. the world's most irritating ringtone. We all had that friend who got that new phone and the Crazy Frog ringtone was either the alert or the ringtone.
Sure,
know?
Sure.
So there you go.
Oh my goodness, but do you remember poor Crazy Frog.
So this was, it was remixed by Axel F and became a huge hit.
Yeah, that's what we're listening to now, yeah.
2005, it stayed, listen to this, it stayed at the top of the UK charts for 4 weeks. It also reached number one in Sweden, Australia, Belgium, France, how ironic, Ireland, New Zealand, and Switzerland.
Wow. Thank you, Crazy Frog. Oh, how fitting. What a lovely tribute we did for him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think any other national radio station is tributing him, you know?
Yeah,
we're the
no,
only
exactly.
ones doing it.
Yeah,
we're the only
no,
ones acknowledging his
are.
Death.
Of course we are. Mm-hmm.
So what is it now that because he's been gone 10 years, we can kind of presume he's dead? Is
yeah,
that like kind of the legal, you know, we'll say limitations? Like
yeah,
now
he
that
hasn't
he's
posted on social media, Chris, since 2009.
Well, at least we still have you on social media, I guess, Kira. I suppose that's just
yeah,
as good.
There's massive comparisons between me and Crazy Frog, actually.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, listen, RIP Crazy Frog here. Any final words for Crazy Frog?
No,
or are you just overcome
as sad
with
as Grumpy Cat.
Oh man, stop! You don't know? Bring up all these emotions.
All these iconic internet superstars.
Kira, it's a rainy Sunday. I can't deal with this now. I can't deal with all of these. As you say, Grumpy Cat, Crazy Frog is gone. Jeez, all the good ones are gone.
I know.
Listen.
Thank God we can still look up that WhatsApp ad.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully all those guys are still around, are they? The WhatsApp guys. I don't want to think they're gone. Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, Kira, you know what? It is Sunday. And I feel it's only appropriate that we have two very big religious stories, actually, for you. Which is unusual for you and I. However...
That is very true, Chris. A British cardinal who helped found UCD is to become a saint today.
I don't think they're adding many new saints these days, so I think it's a big deal.
Five new saints today.
Is that all?
Yeah, five new saints. I mean, that's a lot of saints if you think about it.
Still, though, in the grand scale of things, like, it's not that... I mean, five is still quite exclusive. It's still quite... prestigious and exciting. I'm not being made a saint today.
Yeah.
Are you?
No,
exactly.
No, I'm disappointed that I didn't make the list, in fairness. But I mean, if they did some digging, I probably wouldn't get that title.
If they did the background check.
If they did a background check. But yeah, Cardinal Newman, he spent some years in Dublin and he helped found the Catholic University of Ireland, which then went on to become University College Dublin. So there you go. So they're giving him the highest honour now. So they are.
Rooms and stuff in, we'll say, institutions around the country are called the Newman Building or the Newman Room or the Newman Hall or whatever. So he is now being made into a saint. He's being canonized. So good for him. A big congrats to Mr. Newman. I'm sure he's thrilled. And our second story, Kira, are you familiar with the Jordan River?
I'm very familiar with the Jordan River.
Yes, it's considered quite a holy site. And listen to this, a Brooklyn-based shoe company. A Brooklyn-based shoe company... Actually, Kira, do you like the music or will I turn it up? Are you enjoying the music?
Just continue, Chris.
A Brooklyn-based shoe company wants their customers to walk on water, the press release they have says, like Jesus did. And apparently, they have designed a limited edition sneaker. So a limited edition Nike runner. It looks very cool, I have to say. However, they have taken holy water from...
Sourced from the River Jordan.
From the River Jordan. And they have put it into the bottom. Do you remember those shoes that used to have lights on them?
Yeah.
And they had the lights kind of in a little casing along the bottom of the sole.
I'll go right back, Chris, to when I was a little girl. There was a pair of Clark's shoes that had a little key in the sole of them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But now...
I get it.
They're putting holy water into the sole of the shoe so that I guess in a way you can make quite a contemporary cool fashion statement but you've also got holy water in your shoe.
They're all white Nike Air Max 97s. They have the water mixed with blue dye injected into the air bubble, which is obviously made famous by the brand's air styles and stuff like that. Now,
sure.
Chris, the price tag.
Yeah.
A mere $3,000. So how much is that? Is that about 4,000?
In euro? No, it'd be less. Like it'd be two
less.
Something. You know what I mean? But it's still, it would... That's a steep price tag.
To pay for a pair of runners, yes. Anyway, they're reportedly sold out within minutes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, now the design isn't at all affiliated with Nike. The shoes, New York Post reports, they were purchased at retail price and privately redesigned.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, Nike isn't releasing these as a statement or anything. Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, listen, I'm not trying to be funny. For two and a half grand... In euro, I'd want like a piece of the True Cross or something. Like I would want something serious inside the shoes. I mean, look, holy water from the River Jordan. It's surely, you know, quite a feat to get it from there, to put it into a shoe, all of that. Still, though, for $2,500, I'd be looking for like a piece of the Turin Shroud or something. Do you know what I mean? I'd want something serious in my shoe.
Maybe not in runners.
No, maybe I wouldn't store them in the bottom of my runner.
No.
But there you go, two big stories for you on this Sunday.
This is brilliant. According to the publication, the insoles of the shoe are frankincense scented.
Good. Frankincense was one of the things they brought to Jesus, wasn't it, when he was born, one of the presents?
Yep.
Good. Very good.
There you go.
Wow.
So even the box is kind of on brand. So the cardboard shows angel imagery sealed to what looks like the official papal seal.
They look slick. I have to be honest.
They look really cool.
You know DJ Mo K?
Yeah.
He's big into his shoes.
Yeah.
I should tell him about this. Do you think
these shoes should have been on sale at the Ploughing Championships.
Yeah.
They would have sold out within seconds.
They look really slick. They are a very cool kind of off-whitey, kind of, you know, creamy. As Kira said, the dye is blue, so you really do see the water. The water is dyed blue. I didn't know they now smell like frankincense as well. These are slick shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much liking these. The soles also have a little cross on them, as you can see in the picture, which is a very nice detail. I'll tell you something. All the sneakerheads are going to be very excited about this. But look, there we go. Zed with Get Low here on 2FM. But hey, is Zed in the news at all by any chance?
Well, Chris, it's really weird that you say that.
Look how slick we are.
Zed has been banned in China, the country of China. That is no word of a lie.
Oh, no.
And do you know what he did to be banned in China?
What?
He simply liked a tweet.
Really?
Yep. he liked a tweet. Now, it was a tweet, it was a South Park, they were celebrating their 300th episode. We all know South Park, right?
Of course.
Kenny and the lads.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And he liked the tweet. That's all he did. But you see, there was an episode in South Park where they do talk about, there's an episode called Banned in China. And
sure.
It pokes fun at the country's strict censorship regime and all that sort of stuff. And it ridicules American firms doing businesses there and all the rest. And all Zed did was he liked on Twitter one that was celebrating South Park's 300th episode.
And then they banned Zed from China.
Yeah, and it was ridiculing anti-vaccination supporters as well as continuing its satirical take on China.
Sure. So now Zed, how was he informed he can't go to China? Poor Zed.
Yeah, he literally tweeted and he said, on Friday he tweeted about the ban and CNBC verified the claim with its publicist. On Saturday he said, I got permanently banned from China because I liked a South Park tweet.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Like, I know we're lolling and all that. That is kind of scary in its own way.
Beijing responded to the South Park episode by heavily censoring content related to South Park on search engines like, is it Baidu?
Yes.
And other online services. I'm not quite sure of the names over there. You do, don't you? That's your social media. I can't remember anyway.
I think it's called Weibo or something.
That's it, yeah.
You know how I know what Weibo is? When we first joined 2FM, Nicky Byrne was telling me he had a Weibo account that had something like 50 million followers.
No way.
He says, he was saying to me, oh, you think Twitter's big, you think Facebook's big. Westlife has a Weibo account that has literally 50 million people on it. So that's how I wonder how Nicky Byrne's relationship with China is. I'm not sure. I don't know what he's putting on his Weibo. I hope he's not praising South Park or anything because he'll be in trouble.
It's unclear at the moment whether this means that he has a travel ban to China, but as of Saturday, his music was still available on Chinese music streaming site QQ Music.
Okay, sure.
So look, I mean, but isn't that absolutely crazy?
No, I have noticed what they do is if someone happens to be critical, like in the way, for example, that South Park was or anyone associated with it, what they do is they shape their search engine results of that person then. So as in, if I type in Kira King currently in China, I might just get info about you, Kira.
Yeah.
But then if you criticize China and then in a few weeks I type in Kira King, might be nothing to be found.
Wow.
Kira King mightn't exist.
I mightn't exist in China.
No, that's right. No. Kira.
That would be a shock. Chris,
you and Zed will be banned.
I'm huge in China.
Yeah, massive. You and Nicky Byrne.
Yeah.
They both have Weibo accounts with 50 million people on them. But listen, that is the latest. Zed banned from China for his not even for his particularly outspoken view, just for liking a tweet.
Yeah.
Of course.
The German
South Park.
Because Zed was born in Russia, but he grew up in Germany. And the German embassy in Beijing is yet to respond to a request for comment when contacted by CNBC or whatever.
God almighty.
Mm-hmm, there you go. Well, imagine being permanently banned from a country. That would make me want to go to that country so much, though.
I think I've thought about this. I think I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Like I've never been near China.
Yeah.
But I think I would be floored if I was. I'd be so sad.
I have no plans to currently go to China. But if China were to ban me, it would hit me hard.
Oh, then I'd suddenly start seeing everything would remind me of China. If I went by a Chinese restaurant, anything, I'd be like, I'm banned from China. And it's that thing where you can't go and you're excluded. You feel awful. Yeah, totally.
You kind of know how it feels in one way because you've been blocked by the president of the free world, Donald Trump.
No joke, I am blocked by Donald Trump on Twitter. And I will be honest, I do feel very excluded when all the people on Twitter are quoting him when he says something funny. And all it says is, you're blocked from viewing this tweet. And to think that he was sitting in the Oval Office or whatever and personally blocked me really makes me feel left. Hey, maybe I'm banned from America.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm blocked from his Twitter. He's a powerful man. I don't even want to think about it. Me and Zed, God almighty. We're just champions of free speech getting blocked by countries all over the place, Kira. By the way, as well, Japan now 7. So it's 7 even. Japan 7, Scotland 7 with 21 minutes gone. And Kira and I were trying to decode what this means for us. What we want, my understanding is, we want Scotland to win this, right? And we want them to win it by 8 points.
We do.
Because then we don't have to face New Zealand.
No, they face New Zealand.
Brilliant.
Right?
Leave it to them. Yes.
But then if Japan win,
they
face New Zealand.
No, if Japan win, they face South Africa, I think, do they?
It,
and then
it?
We face New Zealand.
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think that's what it is. And we're all in loads of trouble if we have to face New Zealand.
Well,
so we really want Scotland.
Either or, Chris, really, to tell you the truth.
Are we in trouble either way?
And I'm going to bring up the time that I saw Ireland play against South Africa. And guess what?
What?
Ireland won.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I was there.
I'm beginning to see the merit to your theory. Whenever you're at a game, we do quite well. And now that you're not.
Chris, who won between Ireland and New Zealand last November?
It was Ireland.
Yeah, well,
I hear you.
Guess who's at that match, Chris?
Kira.
I was
about
at that match.
About 69,995 others, but also Kira. I agree. You know what, Kira? We must mention, in fact, the Extinction Rebellion, which is going on. There's been a few events over the weekend as well. There was a die-in yesterday in Dublin, would you believe? They're on O'Connell Street in Dublin. And of course, you and I weren't on yesterday, so we didn't get to discuss this. However, climate change activists blocked traffic on O'Connell Street in Dublin city centre yesterday, staging a die-in protest.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw a couple of these happening over London and different cities over the past couple of days.
Sure. There's a lot, obviously. This is a global movement. They've coordinated the events. This is the Extinction Rebellion to, I guess we will say, highlight the devastating potential that climate change has and all that, unless we change our, you know, how we're doing things, emissions, everything like that. Except, I have to say, Ciara, the weirdest take on all of it, and in a way, I know he does this for attention, but Piers Morgan. This is wild. Of course, we all heard Greta Thunberg and her How Dare You speech, where she, you know, is quite understandably animated about
the
future. Yes,
I came across that Fatboy Slim mixed her speech in with Right Here Right Now at a gig recently, and it was really cool. It was very, very cool.
Would you like to hear Piers Morgan's remix of it?
I really would.
What are you doing to save the planet?
A lot, actually.
What?
Huh?
What?
Talking about it regularly.
There we go. And why are we talking about it? Yeah. Because Extinction Rebellion and Greta are making us talk about it. Yes. Just admit that's
how dare you. How dare you. You have stolen my morning.
She's got you talking about it.
You've stolen my airtime.
Don't. Laura is...
I have no life.
Laura knows all about climate change.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's very serious.
Oh, wow. He really, really doesn't care, does he?
No, he... Yeah. Sorry, this is Greta mixed with Right Here, Right Now. So it's cool. You know what I mean? I get that, like, in one sense, you have inspiring things like Fatboy Slim mixing Greta's Right Here, Right Now. Or, sorry, mixing Greta's speech into Right Here, Right Now. And then, you know, you have...
How dare you!
Oh, my God.
You have stolen my morning.
She's got you talking about it.
He really doesn't care.
Piers Morgan.
No, he really doesn't care.
No. I will be honest with you. In an age where people are increasingly accused of being woke in the media and very sanitized, Piers Morgan is not a man who is... going down that road.
Definitely.
No.
Stolen my airtime.
Don't. Laura is...
I have no life.
Laura knows all about climate change.
How dare you?
A few things is, like, a few of my friends, and I'm not doing the whole, my friends have started using How Dare You with each other, like, as a meme. It is really... She knew, in one way, she knew how to get people talk. Like, I get what she was going for. So, shout out to, of course, Greta, but there you go, Ciara. And, of course, the Extinction Rebellion protests continue. There's been quite a few... As of Friday, there was some yesterday as well in Dublin and around the country. And listen, Ciara and I will keep you updated without any reference to Piers Morgan or Fatboy Slim in the future. We'll just bring you the news. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Yeah, yes.
Chris and Ciara, weekends from 11. I got two.